Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
We're joined now by the host of Send It In, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ, we're going to talk NBA Finals. We'll talk Stanley Cup Finals. But we were just talking about the Knicks' decision to fire Tom Thibodeau. And we can't bet on this in New York State, but Vegas sometimes knows. And I imagine that right now it's Mike Malone is the favorite to replace Tibbs. What are you hearing? And what are your thoughts on how the Knicks' season ended, one, and two, their decision to move off a coach that got them somewhere they hadn't been in 25 years?
So I love the decision, fellas, personally. I know that a bunch of people are personally split on this, but it's great that I'm on with you guys, right? Because obviously, Gene, massive Bills fan. You guys are in Rochester. Bunch of your listeners, massive Bills fans. I'm a Ravens fan. And I think our two franchises are in the similar situation where the Knicks are. And I commend the Knicks for what they did yesterday because it wasn't easy. It took a lot of stones on their part, but they get it. They understand the goal is not to have good regular seasons and go to Eastern Conference Finals. The goal is to win a championship, and the Knicks understand that they are not going to do that with Tom Thibodeau. Tibbs is a good coach, but he's not going to get you over the top. I kind of compare it to when the Warriors got rid of Mark Jackson and went with Steve Kerr, right? When that move happened, a lot of us didn't understand it. We could all see that Golden State was kind of like OKC right now, right? Or last year when they were kind of the next team coming. And Golden State understood with Mark Jackson, their ceiling was probably Western Conference Final, maybe get to a final, but they weren't going to win it. So they bring in Steve Kerr, and obviously they turn into a dynasty. That's what the Knicks are trying to get to. Now, obviously, the hard part is trying to figure out who they're going to get, right? You mentioned Mike Malone, Danger, certainly the favorite. They maybe go after Taylor Jenkins, who was in Memphis, or Mike Brown, who was the Kings coach most recently. But it's obviously a risky move because they could have played it safe and gone with Tibbs and run it back, but they're trying to make a move to bring in the guy that they can win a championship with. And I compare it to the Bills and the Ravens because obviously, right, they have played it safe these last number of years with Harbaugh and McDermott. They keep rolling it back, and both guys are obviously very good coaches. There are a number of teams around the NFL that would love to have those two guys as their coaches, but there are plenty of Ravens fans, myself included, and I think there are plenty of Bills fans out there who want somebody new to try and risk, you know, losing a good coach to try and bring in a great coach to get you over the hump. And I love what the Knicks did because even though it's a risk and a lot of people won't understand the decision, they understand they have a window. They're trying to go for it. The East is wide open next year. And if they bring in a coach that can get them over the top, then I think it's a move worth making.
Yeah, PJ, follow up here. Help us to understand what's going down there in Maryland, because here from the outside, oh, McDermott, you can't get by. He's as safe as a kitten. You got to trust us on this one. The owner, the GM.
Really?
Yep. He's not going anywhere. If the Bills fell apart, it's not even up for discussion. Now, can the same be said about Harbaugh if it's another season where you fall short?
You know, it's funny, Gene. Harbaugh, his seat, man, it moves unlike anything I've ever seen. It's like one of those roller coasters that just goes up and down, right? So the year before they got Lamar and kind of that final year of Flacco, he was out the door. And then Lamar wins MVP, and then he has a warm seat, right? They get the number one seed. And then it got hot again after the AFC Championship game against Kansas City with the way that they just didn't run the ball and how they lost that game. And everybody was fed up. And then losing to Buffalo this past year, you know, I think Andrews took so much of the heat for that. That it kind of really didn't shine too much blame on Harbaugh. So it depends on the Ravens fans that you ask. I'm certainly in the group of I'd like to see them move on and bring somebody else. Now, I'm surprised to hear from you, Gene, that, you know, McDermott is as safe as he is. I wouldn't say Harbaugh is that level, but I certainly think he's good. I mean, he just signed a new contract extension with the team, you know. So I think he's certainly bought himself a couple more years for sure. But yeah, like, look, if they miss the playoffs this year, I think there's a chance that that he could definitely be on the hot seat. But as of now, heading into the season, I think his seat's pretty cool at this point.
Danger, back me up on this, because I think that's a disconnect between media on the outside and media here, right? Like, Sean McDermott, regardless of what happens,
he's not going anywhere.
Safe.
Yeah, yeah, he's not going anywhere. They love him. They absolutely love him. The ownership loves him, and as long as ownership loves him, and you know, we've been discussing a lot about Terry Pegula and how he might be loyal to a fault when you look at how dysfunctional the Sabres have been, and they've got the longest playoff drought streak in professional sports at 14 seasons, partially because this guy is so loyal to the people that he believes in, and we know how he feels about the Bills and how he feels about Brandon Beane and Sean McDermott. They're safe.
And again, fellas, like, you know, for everybody who thinks what the Knicks did yesterday is out of their mind, like, just look at the Mark Jackson example, like I said, when the Warriors moved on from him, brought on Steve Kerr. How about the Eagles, right? All the success they had from Andy Reid, it was time to move on. They go and get Doug Peterson. They won a ring. Then they moved on again, got Nick Sirianni, got a ring. So
yeah,
it's like these coaches that have had a number of years of success, or they're building up a team, this idea that, like, you know, they have to see it through, or you have to give them opportunities before they finally break through. I'm always in the mindset, win a championship. You have a window. The Bills have Allen. The Ravens have Lamar. Who knows when they're ever going to get a quarterback like those two again, especially in our lifetime. The Knicks obviously have a window now in the East. I think you got to go for it. And if you don't have the coach that you think you can win a title with, then you got to find somebody that you can.
Well, it's funny. In the NFL, you mentioned, we'll use Harbaugh and McDermott as the examples here. A quarterback can be one hell of a deodorant for a head coach. In the NBA, though, it really feels like the players matter. And if Tibbs gets fired, you know, is it really on him, or is it that the Knicks just don't have it as far as the complete roster, the complete championship roster? You want to believe that you've got enough pieces there, but you got a guy in Brunson who doesn't play defense. You've got a guy in Cat who should play defense but doesn't play defense. I guess my question, PJ, is do the Knicks have enough on their roster? Should they be considering not just the coach but the rest of their roster, and is anybody untouchable right now?
No question, Danger. You know, not all this is on Tibbs, obviously. I mean, you look at the teams that are playing in the finals, right? And I know we're getting ready to break down that matchup. OKC and Indiana, two of the deepest teams in the league. So for this era that we're in, that we really thought we were entering with super teams and everybody kind of joining forces, at the end of the day, it's the teams that are left standing this season are two of the deepest teams in the NBA, right? And so that's obviously something that the Knicks face. They got rid of their depth when they traded for Cat in the offseason. They got rid of their future picks when they acquired Mikal Bridges. So they've gone all in, and they got to figure it out with this core, but they also got to bring in some great veteran pieces. Look, every team, when you win a championship, your stars got to play like stars, but you also need the others to help you, right? So the Knicks got to figure this thing out. They obviously, Brunson's their guy, Towns, Bridges, Ananobi, they've invested. The front office, though, they got to bring in some good pieces this offseason to help that bench. But again, I mean, the biggest knocks on Tibbs, right, is that he would run his starters into the ground. He would play him so many minutes regular season and then especially in the postseason. So I'm interested to see this new coach, kind of how he works the minutes going into next year. And then, I mean, danger, like you said, right, the front office certainly on them, not only to get the hire right at head coach, but also bring in some more depth and help that bench out next season as well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
PJ Glasser, host of Send It In on the BetMGM Network. Let's break the seal here on Pacers and Thunder. The series that I think if you're a basketball fan, you're going to have a lot of fun with. Or maybe not. Maybe this is over quick because I'm looking at the point spread here tonight, PJ, where the Pacers are getting 9.5, and that feels almost like a trap. Like, oh, wait a second, the Pacers are going to give them a game. Maybe not. Oklahoma City has been fantastic. So how do you play tonight? How do you play this series, PJ?
So, fellas, my thoughts on game one. I think if you like Indiana, you bet them outright. You take the money line plus 340, you take them to win the game. If you like OKC, I'd lay the points. I'd also bet some alt lines. Like, not only bet the 9.5, bet like 20.5, 24.5. I think if OKC wins game one, I think they crush them. I think they could win by like 30. And then obviously if Indiana wins, I just think they win the game. The reason for that, both of these teams are two of the most unique teams in the NBA. They're so difficult to prepare for. Guys, listen to this stat. OKC in the regular season, they were 29-1 against the Eastern Conference. 29-1. They only lost one game against the East the entire year. And I'm going to compare this again to Lamar and his record against the NFC. He's like 24-2 all time against the NFC in his career. And I think what makes Lamar so tough against the NFC is those teams don't really see him, and you can't account for the speed. And it's like OKC, when these East teams don't see him very much, you can't account for that defense and the pressure and the tenacity and how great they are on that end of the floor. So these teams in the West that get to see him 3-4 times a year, they're a little more used to it. These Eastern Conference teams, obviously, it's a different beast when you're going up against OKC's defense. So that's why I think they can really blow out Indiana in game one, because if you're not used to it, it can really get up on you. And we've certainly seen the Thunder blow plenty of games, blow teams out already, plenty of games in the postseason. And then on the flip side, the case for Indiana to win the game outright, well, they're 3-0 in game ones already this series. And, I mean, how different are they, right, than every other team in the NBA? Nobody else full-court presses in the NBA. Nobody plays at the pace that they do. They obviously use their bench a great deal. Their substitution patterns are terrific. And, I mean, Halliburton and Siakam have just had a knack at the end of these games to find a way to win them. So that's why I think there's a case for both teams, fellas. And I like getting some great plus money numbers tomorrow night. So I like Indiana plus 340, or I like OKC on the alt lines, like I said. I do like Oklahoma City to win the series, though. It feels like OKC in five. I think the Pacers can get one game in this series. I think they're going to have a tough time getting two, though. So tomorrow night certainly could be the game that they could win, but I'm rolling with the Thunder in five.
What about player props, PJ? And we'll keep an eye on Halliburton. Certainly SGA has arrived as the MVP of the league. Is there anything there with specifically with those two players, any other players that you're watching here in terms of what their performance might look like tomorrow night in game one?
You know, SGA, the player props are going to be interesting for him, guys, because, again, OKC, their defense is so great. There's probably going to be a game or two in this series where they could blow out Indiana, right? And obviously, if they're blowing them out, SGA only might play 28, 29, 30 minutes, whereas Halliburton, probably not going to be many games, if any, where Indiana blows out OKC. Maybe one, because Oklahoma City's not been good on the road against the spread so far this postseason. But I would more so look at player props with Halliburton, I think, just because there's a much better chance that he's going to play 40 minutes in, you know, a night-to-night basis in this series rather than SGA would. As for game one, though, guys, I'm targeting TJ McConnell under 7.5 points. As great as the Knicks series was for him from a matchup standpoint, coming in the game, attacking Brunson, I mean, that OKC perimeter defense, right? Like, whether it's Lou Dort, Caruso, SGA, they can just throw so many guys on McConnell, and he's already somebody who only plays like 15 minutes a game to begin with. So I like under 7.5 points for him. And then Ben Shepherd, who comes off the bench for Indiana, great shooter. We saw how many threes OKC was willing to give up against Minnesota in that series. So I think OKC is going to be willing to give up some threes. Ben Shepherd had just hit 1-3 in game one. You guys, minus 120. So McConnell under points, Shepherd hit a three, couple of player props that I like tomorrow. But if I had to go between SGA and Halliburton, I'd probably target Halliburton.
All right, so the novice in me, PJ, when it comes to whether it's the NBA or the NHL, when you're talking about the MVP here, because in the NBA, what is the value there? I don't see any. And for that matter, when we're talking, as we kind of segue over here to the Cup Final, which begins tonight, Connor McDavid won the Conn Smythe last year. He was on the losing team, and he's the favorite again. And I'm like, well, if Edmonton wins, he's certainly going to win it again. And I'm looking at Florida. Your guess is as good as mine, who might be. Am I right in thinking that too hard to predict, or there's no value when it comes to the finals MVP here?
No, Gene, I'm with you. I think there's some great value on Conn Smythe this year. I think if you're looking Florida, I would look Sam Bennett, right? Certainly Barkov's terrific. Bobrovsky's future Hall of Famer. He's been awesome. Tkachuk's their best player, but he's not fully healthy. I mean, Bennett, you could argue, has maybe been their best player so far in this playoff run this season. And getting him at 30-1, I think, is a great price. For Edmonton, guys, I look at Stort Skinner. Obviously wouldn't surprise me if McDavid or certainly Draisaitl won Conn Smythe. But, I mean, you look at Stort Skinner. He's had three shutouts already this postseason. And I think why Edmonton got back to the Cup, why so many people like him to get their revenge and win it again this time, is because it feels like this is the best goaltending McDavid and Draisaitl have had going into a postseason and that they've had during a postseason run. And Bobrovsky's odds are plus 250. Skinner's odds are 35-1. Just doesn't make sense that the two goalies are that far apart. And with all the firepower both these teams have, you know, especially at forward, I mean, if these are low-scoring games that Edmonton are able to win, Skinner's absolutely going to get consideration. So I like his price a ton at 35-1, you guys.
And BetMGM giving us an interesting stat. Every team that has gone down 0-2 in the first round and then reached the Stanley Cup final has won the Stanley Cup. And that includes, in your neck of the woods there,
the Caps.
Yeah, the Caps in 2018 who won the Cup. The Oilers qualify for this, so I guess my question is, how do you see this series playing out? How many games, and who's hoisting it when it's all said and done?
I like the Oilers this year. I do, Gene. I think they get it. You know, I'm going to go Oilers in seven. I think this one's going seven again. And, you know, the Game 7 was in Florida last year. If they have a Game 7, it's going to be at Edmonton this year. These teams are awesome. It's great that we're getting a rematch. I just think it's McDavid's year, you guys, right? We saw him score the game winner in the Four Nations. Now he's got a chance to hoist his first cup. I don't know if you guys saw the stat, and you know I'm a big narrative guy, and once I saw this, I'm like, yeah, it's just, it's McDavid's year, it's the Oilers' year. When Gretzky got his first cup, it was on the second leg of a rematch, right? He had lost to the Islanders the previous year,
yeah,
and then won the next year. That was his first cup. Crosby against the Red Wings lost the first year. They had the rematch, won his first cup, and now here we go with McDavid, lost to the Panthers, rematch, has a chance to win his first cup. So, I mean, the way that sports work sometimes and just like that kind of symmetry and poetry, I think it's his year, right? Sometimes with athletes, it's just the great ones, they're due. Crosby got his, Ovi got his. I think it's McDavid's turn to finally get his. So I like the Oilers, fellas. I think it's going to be another long series, though. So I'll go Oilers in seven. I do like the Panthers tonight, though, in game one. So if the Panthers win tonight, like I think they will, you can obviously get plus money on the Oilers to win the series. So I would wait to bet Edmonton after tonight because I do like Florida in the game one tonight.
As we look ahead here to this weekend, staying in Canada, you got the Canadian Open. And I don't know if you saw this, PJ. Like, a little hat tip to the Colorado Rockies, who took a lot of grief, right? Deservedly so.
Yeah.
Rockies putting this out this afternoon, Danger. Win since June 2nd. Colorado Rockies 3, Scotty Scheffler none. correct me if I'm wrong. Scheffler's not in the Canadian Open. Who do you like here, PJ?
He is not, Gene, right? So no Scheffler. So I think a lot of people are actually maybe wanting to bet golf this week, thinking that the tournament, you maybe have a chance to hit a big number. I regret to inform people, though, that Rory is in the field this week, and Rory loves Canada. He loves playing there. And this course is just, I mean, it is tailor-made for his game. Last week, they played at the Memorial Jacks tournament, and that course really is like the perfect course for Scotty. He's gone back-to-back there. This course this week, TPC Toronto, it really is made for Rory. Like, this is the seventh longest course that they have played on the PGA Tour since 2018. It's a par 70, playing just under 7,400 yards. You have a ton of, 480, 90-yard par fours, some 500-yard par fours. It's a big course. But the fairways they're very wide. The rough really isn't all that drastic, certainly not like what you're going to see next week at Oakmont. But, again, you're just looking for bombers this week. You're looking for guys that hit it long off the tee, good with their long irons, and can, have streaky putters, because I do think we're going to see some low scoring this week. So I like Rory. I think you can bet him at plus 450. I really like him top five at minus 110. I think that's the bet to make with Rory. A couple other guys, Taylor Pendrith this week is a Toronto native. He's played this course more than anybody else in the field, and he's also in great form. Scotty Scheffler led the field last week in strokes gained tee to green, who was second, Taylor Pendrith. So he's playing great golf, good course history, and obviously there in Canada, he's going to want to get the job done. And then Gary Woodland is another guy that I would look at down the board at 60-1. Gary, long hitter, good with his long irons. And guys, the RBC Canadian Open, they've kind of moved it around Canada the last few years. They kind of play it like different courses around the Toronto area. And Gary seems to always be comfortable out there in Canada. So he likes playing out there, and this course should set up really well for him. So Rory, Woodland, Pendrith, three guys I would look at this week.
PJ, what about tonight's action on the diamond, Major League Baseball? Any plays that stand out to you?
I'm going to fade my Orioles tonight, guys. I'm going with Seattle, minus 110 in a pick'em against Maury's son, Cade Povich, for the Orioles. They've been pitching a lot better. They're 7-9 in their last nine games, 7-2 in their last nine games, I should say. But they've had a really tough time taking the first two games of series against good teams. They won yesterday. So until they can prove to me they can win the first two games of a series, I'm going to fade them. I'm going to take Seattle tonight in that one. I'm also going to take the over in Mets-Dodgers. It's 10 right now. Anytime I see a 10 at Dodger Stadium, that's a little suspicious to me that somebody knows something and we're going to be in for some runs. So Dodgers and Mets, their offenses have been pretty high scoring here as of late. I think that's going to be an over game. So I like Seattle money line tonight and over in Dodgers and Mets.
Griffin Canning's been doing a good job for the Mets this year. And I'm like, wait a second. All of a sudden, like, he was terrible with the Angels. So, yeah, I wouldn't say that's going to be under in that game. PJ, tell everybody about Send It In and where they can catch more of you.
Yes, send it in, fellas. We're on the BetMGM network. You can catch us on Twitch, on YouTube. We live stream the show on Twitter as well, just at the BetMGM network, 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern time every Monday through Friday. And it's a lot like these interviews we do every week. It's rapid fire. We hit a bunch of different sports, and it's interactive, so people can chime in. And they can ask questions throughout the show and tell me what they're betting on that specific day, and it's a lot of fun.
Love having you on, bud. Enjoy the rest of your week. Let's do it again next week.
Yes, sir. Thanks, fellas. Talk to you next week.
He's PJ Glasser, the host of Send It In, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, and Insider Calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
You know, when we talked to Dennis Bernstein next hour.
Yeah.
I was watching a little bit of him and David. They do a great job of the fourth period. He said this Stanley Cup final will be better than last year's. Like, wait a second. Last year's went to seven games. What more could you want?
Barf, cry, and die.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah, I want Dennis to kind of explain. I want he goes into his reasons here, but okay. That's setting the bar pretty high there.
How about PJ? Loving the move off of Thibodeau for the New York Knicks. And his rationale, if that's the mindset that you're in, hey, we're not going to be complacent. We're not going to settle. Yes, it's a risk. We're not going to settle for just making an appearance in the Eastern Conference Final. We're here to win championships, and we need to get a championship coach with this champion, what we believe to be a championship roster. And he's not wrong. He mentioned Jackson and Steve Kerr. You can go back to Doug Collins, who was wildly popular in Chicago before they hired a no-name named Phil Jackson, and the rest is history. Maybe that's some of that history that the Knicks are trying to conjure up with this hire for everybody that's upset at this move. Ultimately, it is still about winning titles, and if you want to win a title and you know this isn't the guy that's going to get it done for us, it's risky.
Does it sting, though, that here we are just doing our normal show, and I could imagine there's a Bills fan like, wait a second, like you're catching strays here bringing up Sean McDermott in a conversation about the New York Knicks.
It's true. It's true. Do you think he's the guy that can get them a Super Bowl? A lot of people want to believe that. Sean McDermott believes it. We know he believes it. He has to. He has to believe that with every start of a new season, he's going to win the Super Bowl. This is the year we're going to bring a title to Buffalo.
You know, the topic we had last week was, you know, Sean McDermott's doing a lot more sit-downs, right, with Matt Parrino, and then he was with Sal Capaccio, and we brought up, hey, wonder, like, should we bring on, who we've never had on, Sean McDermott on to our show? And... missed this comment after we got off the air. This was Jack writing in. I'm afraid that the negotiation to get McDermott on an interview, the sports bar, would mean no more McDermott McLies. That's a great bit that I would hate to see go. So why'd I vote no? No thanks, coach. Done. That didn't even cross my mind. Like, okay, you know, that would be a give and take. Like, no, we're not going to let go of McLies.
You know, the McLies happen. There's a reason why we do McDermott McLies on a Wednesday. It's because Wednesday is when he starts to get asked about this week's opponent. And the lies aren't, they're lies because he has to. He doesn't really believe what he's saying when he talks about his opponent. He really knows, like, okay, yeah. Let's look at when the Patriots have to play the Bills, right? Week 5. You know, he'll be asked about Diggs. Oh, that will be rich. That will be a rich, rich press conference loaded with McLies.
Oh, he did so much for us. Yeah. You know, we wish it. Yeah.
Oh, he's just going to pour it on and pour it on thick because he has to in that position where he's at and how they answer. He has to. So that's. The coach speak and the heaping of praise on an opponent that you have to respect this opponent. Dude, you're playing the Panthers. You don't have to respect the Panthers. Like they're not where you are.
Are we ever gonna get a coach in our lifetime in the NFL that would just do that? Coach would be instantly like, you know, this opponent, they suck. They can't stop the run. They can't do it. Like anybody that would actually tell you the truth.
It won't happen.
No.
It won't happen. But it would be fun if it even if they tiptoed up to the line, like, oh, we see some deficiencies on their defense. You know, like if you said something even that disrespectful, it's bulletin board material, and then you run the risk of losing your job the following week if that bad defense somehow stops your potent offense. Good stuff from PJ. Appreciate the time, as always. Next hour, we'll be checking with Dennis Bernstein of the fourth period, who you mentioned, Gino, in Edmonton for the start of tonight's Stanley Cup final between the Oilers and the Panthers. We've got more on the way next, and we have plenty of time for your phone calls if you want to join us. 866-4FAN. Jack's not a real name. 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.